Zion Nissen, Monday the 3rd of April, Dr. Yossi Adler, Medication on Pesach.
Thank you for inviting me to share a few thoughts, halachas, to do with medication on Pesach. I should say at the outset, that's not really my area of expertise at all. It's my brother, David, who's done a huge amount of work, and Michaela is a big debt of gratitude for the huge amount of work he's done in researching medications and producing the lists, both in my car and on the KLPD website, same list. And what I'd like to really do is just present the principles of some of the halachas and the shailas, that people shall understand what the shailas are, which things have got major shailas, which things have got no or very little shaila, to get a better understanding of how one should approach this. Obviously, I have to say at the outset that the Mokom Pekuach Nefesh, obviously the whole is of Chametz Pekuach in the bottle, the Mokom Pekuach Nefesh. So where somebody needs a medication and it's a Pekuach Nefesh situation and there's no alternative, then obviously you have to take whatever it is and there's no shaila. The question is when there are alternatives available, or vast majority of medications where there's no immediate Pekuach Nefesh. And the way we have to look at it really is we have to divide all medications into three categories. There's tablets and capsules that you swallow. There's soluble tablets, liquids, or melt tablets that melt in your mouth, are the second category. And the third category is creams and ointments. And the halacha of these three things are totally, totally different, and therefore one has to look at them separately and understand the shailas involved in each one.
Suppositories
would be, would be just a question of, it's also a question of Chometz Pesach is also Mahano, so there's no achila involved, but if something is actual Chometz, then it would be also because it's also Mahano. So we can mention that. Halacha Lamais obviously is to check the lists. If there are any medications which you've got a question about, you can check the list, or you can call my brother for things which are not on the list. Let's start with the first category, tablets and capsules that you swallow. So we know that the halacha is that anything which is not royal achilas kelev, any chometz which is not royal achilas kelev, is there's no issa chometz on it. And the Shulchan Aruch brings this down, hapas atzmosh ifsa, even bread, if it's gone completely off, lifsel anecha bekelev, ein achai v'vay, there's no chiv b'ya chometz, there's no chiv v'al yura v'al yamotze, it's got no halacha of chometz whatsoever. And we know that whereas all other foods are also become mutter if they're not royal achilas odom, in chometz pesach machmer, there has to be not royal achilas kelev, most of the shaykh will learn, because we know that in chometz, the Torah asses sa'ur, and sa'ur itself is not royal achilas odom, something which can cause something else to become chometz, leaven, which can make something else become chometz, is also, even though it's not royal achilas odom, so we'll learn from there that it's an issa achila on something which is not royal achilas odom, as long as it's not as it's royal achilas kelev. But once it's not royal achilas kelev, there's no issa at all. There's got no chiyuv. It's not chametz. There's no issa val yiroi. You don't need to destroy it. You can keep it. It's got no din. Tablets are the main problem with tablets which are chametz. Most of them are not chametz in any case. But tablets which contain chametz, the main problem is the starch, which is some of the binding agents, the thing that binds the active medication together in the tablets. It can be derived from starch, which can be derived from grain. And that could be a shaila with that's chometz. But it's taken on by all the poskim that tablets are not royal achilas kelev. Even though a dog might swallow a tablet, but the point is that it's not royal achilas kelev, because swallowing, in any case, is not derech achila. So the question is, if you would bite a tablet, the vast majority of tablets, if you would bite them and chew them, they would be very bitter. And then that's considered as not royal achilas kelev by kemat all poskim, and therefore the tablet is not royal achilas kelev. Now the problem is, although we said there's no iss of chometz on something which is not royal achilas kelev, and therefore you're allowed to keep it on Pesach, but the question is, are you allowed to eat it on Pesach? If you take something, you take some charred bread, which is totally inedible, but you decide that you want to eat it. Is that allowed on Pesach? And we know the Gemara says that the Gemara says it's mutzav b'hano. So the Ran comes along and says, why did it say it's mutzav b'hano? It sounds like it's only allowed to benefit from this charred piece of bread, but you're not allowed to eat this charred piece of bread. The Ran says, no, really you're even allowed to eat it. But nobody's going to want to eat it. So when the Gemara talks about it, the Gemara just says it's mutzav b'hano. There's no problem having an offering because nobody would think about eating it anyway. But in fact, according to the Ran, you'd be allowed to eat as well. Says the Rosh, no. When the Gemara says mutav hanor, it means dafka mutav hanor. And even though it's not chometz and you haven't got any issur b'ayira and you can keep it, but you're still not allowed to eat it, because if you eat it, then you show that for you this is considered an achila. Loshon of the Rosh is afapi de bot la das ha'ich leisik koladom. As far as b'ayira is concerned, if you say I consider this piece of bread to be something important, bottle of that, and it's still not chametz. If he comes along and he eats it, he shows that he's machshavet, and that's the famous principle of the Rosh of achshavet. If you're machshav something as an achila, even though it's not roich el iskelev, it's still us.
And when you eat it as a medicine, it's not called achshavet.
Can't say. So it says, Taz brings down venirele, and venirele today, devadai ein chiv deraisa, even though there's an issa of achila on this, but that's only a din drabonon. It's pashtus is most often take on that chiv of the rosh that if you eat it you're not allowed to eat something which is nisum kelev is only a chiv drabonon, which could also make a nafka minna in the final halacha. And it's only if it's done with das. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down avachila of medrabonon like the Taz. Until after Pesach, I thought in a chometz shelves of Pesach on it. But if that chometz fell into some sort of mixture and you just ate it in some sort of mixture without realizing that you're eating it, there certainly wouldn't be it in it because you're not being mashav it, you're not eating it as any mashav. And therefore there's no it's on it. So the question is, when you take a medication and you eat it because it's a medication, you swallow it because it's a medication, are you being mashav it as an achila because you're taking it on Pesach? And so Sofer's got tshuva, which is one basic tshuvas on this, and he says, no, that din of Asherah of the Rosh is called man shemachavin la'ochla nasa gederech oichlim. If you're machavin to eat it like people normally eat food, then that's the problem of Asherah. But if you're just taking it as a refuah, then given that anybody would actually, people are quite happy to take things which are inedible and bitter, because it's making them better, not because they consider it as a food. And therefore, says the Ksav Sofer, there's no problem of Ashaveh in connection with medication, because you're taking it only because you want it to make you better, not because you're considering this as a food. And therefore, that it's even mutter b'achil l'chitzchila, obviously not talking even shalob b'mokh nefesh, whenever there's no problem. But even somebody who's a chole k'tas and he wants to swallow this tablet to make him feel better, he's not eating it because it's a food. He's eating it just because he wants to make himself feel better. And therefore, that principle Ashaveh doesn't apply to tablets according to the Kav Sofer and the Yad Avram, many other poskim. This is true of the Shagas Aryeh, and the Shagas Aryeh says that stubbornly to open a mashin shein rui and afilu lefua is awesome. You're not allowed to eat those foods even for refua. To kiven to ochla ashle, the fact that you can take it and you take it for refua, that shows your mash of it, and therefore that issa ashve applies even on medication. It's not inclined here. The Pesachim take on that the Shagas Aryeh is like a machmeh on medication, as there's a problem of Ashaveh with medication, and therefore it's a achila on medication. It's not entirely clear from the Lashon of the Shagas Aryeh, because he says, Oichlin or Mashkin, which are not refuin, and you take those Oichlin or Mashkin, and you have an Oichlin and Mashkeh for refuin. That means you're eating something. It's very bitter, you wouldn't normally ever eat it, but you're eating it because it makes you feel better. And therefore, he says, you're mashavid. That's not exactly the same thing as a tablet, which you're not eating at all. You're just swallowing it down, besides the thing of whether there's an issue of shloka derech achila by chometz on Pesach, whether there's a hetzer of eating shloka derech achila by chometz on Pesach, which is another shaila. But it could be that the Shagas Aryeh himself is only really being machmeh when you eat or drink something or a refuah. And that's not, it's a big step to go from there to say that there's a problem of ashrei even with tablets. The rias, though, that there are, which possible machmeh, there are some other rias. There's a Mordechai in Shabbos, which is very difficult. In Shabbos, talking about Gemara and Bechoras, where it talks about eating the meir aglayim and the chamer, and the Gemara seems to say that since you drink it, that becomes an issa. There are many different ways of learning that Gemara. It's not clear cut, but some false ones being medayak from that Gemara, that you're mashe that meirad lain, and that's also, even though you're doing it, the Gemara says you're doing it for refuah. There's also a halach in the Shulchan Aruch of something called triyaka. I don't know exactly what it is. I can't find out exactly what it is. But the Shulchan Aruch brings down, afapi shemutz lekaima osa leochler, that it's also to eat this triyaka. And the Truman Sedeshin says that it was eaten for l'shem refuah. And the Shulchan brings down, even though it's not roi l'achila, given to ochlei achshavit, since you eat it, you're being machshavit. And the Truman Sedeshin says that's machshavit. The reason you eat it is for refuah, which is a bit mashma, but at least on Truman Sedeshin, there is an inyan of achshavit and refuah. But again, all of these things refer to eating, and I'm not convinced that that's the same as swallowing a tablet. Suddenly, Ramosha brings down and rov poskim the achshavei l'shayek b'dovish l'keik or refuah, that something you should take the refuah, there's no din of achshavei in it, and therefore, even for cholish shein b'sakana, swallowing tablets, there's really no problem. The Chazon Ish is a bit mashma that he would be machmir on achshavei for tablets in its own right, if the tablet was the refuah. If the active part, the chometz, was the active part of the tablet, and you swallow that because you want that refuah, that could be a problem of ashvei. But says the Chazon Ish, the active ingredient of the tablet, which is the refuah, which you want, is not chometz at all. The chometz is the binding agent. And the binding agent you certainly don't want. You're quite happy not to swallow the binding agent. It's just a way in which you can swallow the rest of the tablet. And therefore, even the Chazon Ish says that there's no problem with swallowing tablets, swallowing tablets. So therefore, there's a very, very strong mockum to be made of. It's a bit mashma, there's a Rishlema Zalman was mashma, that even that extra part could be a din of ashvei, but Roy Poskim say there's really no problem at all with tablets on Pesach. The Chatzchila one should probably, if you've got tablets, which you're not going to use, if you've got tablets, sell them with the chometz, the Poskim Redan, you may as well put it in and sell it with the chometz, but there's really very, very little shaila because it's considered to be Nusamei Chatzchila. That raises the question of why you should have all these lists and lists of tablets, the vast majority of which are okay anyway, and the few which are not okay, there's very little shine about anyway. But it's a very, very long tradition of making these lists of medication going back many hundreds of years. Rav Yashiv says it's quoted as saying Yisrael Kadoshim Haim, and therefore one should encourage to produce these lists and to maintain it. That way that you can choose to use, if there are alternatives available, to use ones which are not chametz, even though the actual shayla is very little. There is two points that I want to make. That is that, lechatzchila, if you've got a tablet which is listed as being chametz, you should avoid grinding it into a food. You should only swallow it as it is. Once you grind it into food, it could be that the food will then uplift it to become an oichel and make more of a shayla. And the other, which is very important, is that this doesn't apply to swallowing vitamins. This is talking about tablets which you use them for refuah, and therefore you're not much of it. It could well be that if you swallow a vitamin tablet, as brought the shame, Ramesh Feinstein is supposed to have been concerned about this, Rabbi Yashiv, that a vitamin tablet, even though it's only in a tablet form, but that's much more ashavi. When you swallow a vitamin, you're swallowing it as a food. You're not really swallowing it as a medication, and that could tuck a shayla that you're being much of it. According to the Chazon Ish, even that will be mutter, because again, you're not being mashiv the vitamin, you're only being mashiv the binding agent, and that you're not being mashiv as a food, and therefore it will come out that chumra of the Chazon Ish becomes a kudah, that according to the Chazon Ish, there wouldn't really be much difference between vitamins and tablets. Well, yeah, we'll come to it. So those are all things which are, I'm talking about tablets which don't have any taste, and it's taken on the first merch. It's kind of the bottom talk about tablets which don't have a bitter tang, but which are just totally tasteless. And, but a certain brother, and he says it's not like that. The vast majority of tablets do have a bitter taste, and we're not really cautious for that. Could be even if they're tasteless, if you're just swallowing it, shiloka darachila, that would be tolerant on machlokes haposkim of whether there's a heter shiloka darachila. Raman holds the heter shiloka darachila b'chametz b'pesach, and there's a whole shaila in how you paskin lahalocha. In that, but lemaisa, all the bottom take on that swallowing tablets as such are considered as ifish meachilas kedef. The problem stuck comes with things which have got a taste. So liquid medications, which are usually sweetened, and often they're sweetened with sorbitol, which can be derived from grain. Not all sorbitol obviously is derived from grain, but it can be derived from grain. Dissolvable tablets. which you usually give a taste into the thing which they dissolve in. Chewable tablets, the tablets for which you chew, or tablets which you dissolve in the mouth, and meltlets, which can be used for migraine, etc., where there's a positive taste in the tablet. And the thing which causes the taste, which is sorbitol, could be the thing which is chometz itself. That's a much bigger problem. Most poskim say that if it's sweet and you'd like to eat it, that gets a status of food. So that becomes a major problem. Usually there's alternatives of which you can use to swallow. It's rare that you need to have a medication which can't. The problem comes up, it could be in elderly people who can't swallow tablets, but if they're very elderly, then usually that's going to be a shiny pitof nefesh. Anyway, the main problem with this is liquid, particularly for children who can't swallow tablets, liquid medication. So liquid paracetamol for a child with a temperature, liquid antibiotics. The vast, vast, vast majority of these contain chometz, or at least are derived from sorbitol, which may be chometz, or sophic chometz. You don't know where they're derived from, but there's at least a sophic that it could be derived from chometz ingredients. So there's a few possible things there. For example, paracetamol, there's virtually no paracetamol which is available, children's paracetamol. There's one, Rosemont makes it, and now this year's the first time that they've got where they say they're not derived from sorbitol. Most antibiotics are also derived from sorbitol. The only ones which aren't are those, some antibiotics such as amoxicillin, the ones which are not sugar-free. The sugar-free ones are made from sorbitol. The ones which are sugar are made from sucrose, which doesn't come from chometz. So therefore, one should ask, if one needs to get medication, particularly for a child, one should ask the doctor to prescribe the ones which are not sugar-free. Don't worry about the dentist over Pesach. And certainly amoxicillin or erythromycin, there are not sugar-free alternatives. It's all listed on the list. But they've got much less chashash than the sugar-free ones. But take on the ones which they are derived from chometz, and there's no alternative, and many, like augmentin, for example, there is no alternative except for the ones derived from chometz. What can you, and paracetamol, where it's very hard to find the alternative, Nurofen, there's no alternative. What is any heter for that? So there's a few things which make it a bit easier. The Chazon Ish holds that medication is chometz noksha. Chometz noksha is a very difficult area, exactly what chometz noksha means. Chometz noksha is still osa, it's still got a din of chometz, it's osa. Most possum holds only osa drabonon, and the Shcholom brings down it's only osa drabonon, the Shcholom brings down it's only osa drabonon. So that's one advantage. And there's no issue of chometz shalva pesach on chometz noksha. So chometz noksha makes it a bit easier. Chometz noksha is the Mishnah Berurah brings a number of definitions of what chometz, what in Tachmim Beis, what it is. But he says it's talking about these things which you use for bookbinding, etc. And it says mikra dovish ein chometz gomo kama osin shah sofrim dabkin bo nirasim. They use it to bind their books. Shah osin mikhen chomah. You make it from salt and water, but it never forms a dough. So there are other things if it's not rachila, which doesn't apply here, but it seems to be that if you mix water and flour together, but it never forms a dough, that's called chametz noksha, which is osa, but pasha is only ostrabon. So Chazon Ish says here, this glucose or whatever was never, this sorbitol, which it's derived from, was never formed as a dough itself. And therefore, even liquid medications, pashtas, according to Chazon Ish, will have din of chometz noksha. Which means that it's only Issa Rabbanan, which makes a big difference to Gabba giving it to a child. Giving to a child, the child himself has not really got a chiyuv of a problem with chometz on Pesach. It's a problem being Machel Kotan, giving a child Issa. So there's two problems. One is being Machel, the whole sugya of whether Machel Kotan Issa for your dime, even though you're not Mitzvah to be Mafresh a Kotan from the Velis, you're not allowed to be Machel for your dime. And that, the Shon brings, even Isra Jobonon, you're not allowed to be machal to a cotton for your day. But there's our poskim, the Rishonim, who learned that doesn't apply to chometz b'Pesach. Not clear why that should be. But there's a Rashba, which is Mashma, and Mogen Avraham brings that down, that there's no Issa of being machal cotton of Elis B'Yadayim doesn't apply to chometz b'Pesach. Mishnah Berurah brings the Issa, and Mishnah Berurah brings it in two places. And in one place, it's mashma that he's doing it, he's ushering it, because of being machal kotan nevelis b'yadayim. But there is also the other problem, which could be, and that's what Mishnah Berurah seems to say in Tav Nun Aleph, is that besides that, there's an issue of handling chometz on Pesach. But you're not allowed to, the reason could be that why you shouldn't give it yourself to the child is because you're not handling on Pesach. comes out anyway that the chatzchile, if a child has to take this medication on Pesach, it's much better to get a goy to give it to the child so that there shouldn't be an issue of being Michael Cotton, and also there's no issue of handling. If you haven't got a goy available to it, it's better to get another cotton to give it to the child who needs it, because the issue of being Michael Cotton available for your dime doesn't apply to the issue of being Michael Cotton available for your dime. So therefore there's no issue to make a cotton be Michael on the Velas, and also it doesn't involve you handling it. The Shulchan Aruch brings that if there's no other alternative, you can give it to the cotton yourself, if that's the only way that you can give it. Even Shalom B'mokom Pekuach Nefesh, you can give the child the medication yourself if there's no way, if you've got no goy, then you've got no other way of doing it. What's important to realize is that if you've got this medication in your house on Pesach, it's still got, even if you have to use it, you've still got Nesav Balyura Balyimot. So therefore, if you've got medication before Pesach, you get antibiotics from the doctor, and or you've got a bottle of paracetamol in the house and you know you may have to use it, you should sell it with the chometz and it becomes the goy's, and then you can borrow it from the goy on Pesach. You take it and you're borrowing it from the goy, even if you haven't got reshus, according to many poskim, Shulchan Aruch, passing like that, that there's no issa of stealing. The issa of gezel akum doesn't apply if you intend to pay it back. And therefore, it's better to have the issue of gesel akum by stealing the goy's chometz than it is to be over on Balei Rav and Yemotze. Many rabbonim put into the
automatic. If you sell your chometz, you've sold all your chometz.
Yeah.
So you have sold your chometz.
Well, no, you should specify. You should either put it with what you've.
But if you don't, if you forget, and you lift something out, it's not sold.
It. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Could be. They would be included. Could be. Then it would be included. But it should be included in the Mechira's comments, and you take it back. I think many Rabbanim put into the Shtar Mechira that if you need it on Pesach, you should be allowed to use it. Even if you're prescribed the medication on Pesach, you should have Kavona. When you go to the chemist and you pick it up, you should have Kavona not to be kind of it, that it shouldn't be it shouldn't belong to you. Also, if you take it out of the sold cupboard on Pesach to use it, you shall come on not to be kind of it. So you won't be over on Balei Rav Balei Yemotze. And as far as giving it, we've discussed what the advantage is. But you should certainly still include it in the Mechira so that you shouldn't be to avoid this of Balei Rav Balei Yemotze. So that brings us on finally to the question of ointments and cosmetics and this whole area on Pesach. The main problem usually with most of these cosmetics is that they're based on alcohol. There's various types of alcohol, but ethyl alcohol can be derived from grape. Other things, if it says it comes from methanol or isopropyl alcohol or synthetic, and there's no problem at all. But ethyl alcohol can be grain derived. Even most fermentation alcohol, which is in these products, is denatured. That means they make it not royal achila, so they shouldn't have to pay the taxes, which you have got to pay on whiskey. So to stop it having a tax of being edible alcohol, the pharmaceutical companies or the manufacturers denature the alcohol and make it inedible so that it shouldn't carry that tax. So none of these products will contain edible alcohol. The problem with perfumes is that Rav Moshe, and I don't know if any other possibly would say that, but Rav Moshe was machmir that if you've got something which is not edible but can easily be restored to become edible, that gets a din of being, it doesn't get a din of being royal. It's no longer considered as any royal achilles kelev. It's considered to be royal achilles kelev. So therefore, the fermented, the denatured alcohol, which is present in some perfumes, could be a problem according to Ramosha, because it's, even though its perfumes are not really edible, but because they could potentially become edible, that's also, if you look in the list and the KLVD list, it says that perfumes are also because you have to be choshish with perfumes are based on ethyl alcohol, you have to be choshish for them because they're edible, which I couldn't really understand, because I don't think most perfumes are edible even by a dog. I suppose my rabbi doesn't mean it's edible, but it means it's a chashash that it could be restored to being edible, and therefore according to Rav Moshe there could be a problem with that. Shampoos, creams, lotions containing dissolved, containing wheat alcohol are not restorable, and therefore they haven't got any dinner work in Scandinavia, and therefore Pashtas, there's no issa of chametz as such on all of these other products. He does list in the list things which are made directly from wheat, where it says on the ingredients that it's made from wheat or oats. Or barley, which there are these products to something. There's a cream called Aveeno cream, which is very popular for eczema, which says it's made from oats. And in things listed, you should avoid them if it lists that as part of the ingredients. So I spoke also about this. There's no real reason for that because it's still ifish me'achilas kelev, even if it's actually derived from oats, it's ifish me'achilas kelev, and therefore there wouldn't really be any issa, even if it says that it's made from oats on it. Certainly there wouldn't be issa b'yiroa of having it house. The question is about using it on Pesach. If it's not roi l'achila, are you allowed to use it? So, as we said before, once it's not royal achilas kelev, there's no real issa of chametz on it at all. The only problem can come about is because we know there's a principle of sicha k'shia. So the question is, do you say that since sicha, it's kam halocha, sicha is k'shia, therefore if you put it on, you rub in this cream, it could have a dinner k'shia, and then that could come onto a shail of achshaveh, that you're therefore being machshaveh as a k'shia, and it could possibly be that there's a chashash, or because of sicha k'shia, that even though it hasn't got any enough chametz on it, that perhaps you shouldn't use it, because it's similar to drinking it. So, the first point is that sicha k'shia, many poskim hold only, I've got various different heterium for it. The Tosfos holds that sicha k'shia only applies to oil, doesn't apply to other kinds of surin. There's a Tosfos in Yoma who says that it only applies to chelev and truma, but doesn't apply to other surin. So there's a large place to say that there's no issa of sicha k'shia in chametz Pesach in any case. The Mordechai brings down that Midrabonon, that Sifshia isn't Isidrabonon, but they weren't Geyser B'mokam Tsar, but they were only Geyser for Sicha Shultanu, even Chometz B'Pesach. So therefore, they would be, according to Mordechai, there could be a problem with Sicha Kishia ushering these creams if you're using it just for tanug, if you're using it as a cosmetic to make you feel good, then it could be that there's some shine in it. If it's using medicinally, you're using it because you've got a rash or because it's uncomfortable, then according to all the poskim lechora, there shouldn't be any shine, it should be mutter. Mashmah that according to Shulchan Aruch is makel in Sifu Shia altogether because he brings it across on Shabbos, but there is a be'alocha which talks about soaps which were derived from soaps which are derived from chelif and fats, whether there's any is in it, and he says in motzel laharik boirish nashish lo mechelif vadin lochem lochish las machmir bazer, it's better me machmir not to use soaps which are derived from chelif because of the problem of sicha k'shia, and therefore if there's alternatives available, one shouldn't use these soaps, and that would apply to some of these cosmetics which are used pure tanning, and so that's the reason why these cosmetics which are actually derived directly from wheat products, again, if you're using them for refuah, there's no problem. So really, even using this Aveeno cream, etc., shouldn't really be any problem at all. But if you're using them purely shultanug, there could be a mokum to be machmir, to be lochish l'das and machmirin, even though make adin, it would seem that there's no issa, and certainly if there's nothing else available, there wouldn't be any specific issa. One other point we should make, which is that kidneys were not machmir for at all, but mokum chola, the whole area of kidneys wasn't derived from mokum chola. Many of the food additives, things you use for thickening fluids for people who can't swallow properly, many of the food supplements, you know, Ensure and things like that, are derived from kidneys. But that's no problem really from mokum chola at all. One doesn't have to worry about kidneys except to keep it separate. Ashkenazim, we're machmir on kidneys, and so we're machmir on kelim. So if you do have to give it, you've got an elderly person who needs to take Ensure, you should keep separate kelim, and you should use them in paper cups or whatever, and keep it separate because of the shail of kidneys. But otherwise, we're not really concerned as far as mokum chola. We're not really concerned about the issue of kidneys as such. So therefore, in summary, really what comes out simply is that for all practical purposes, tablets and capsules that you swallow are not really going to be any significant problem. But liquids, soluble tablets, especially when used for adults, could be much more of a Shaila. When you use for children, there's certainly place to be made, or even Shlomach B'Kuach Nefesh, there's no alternative, which there often isn't. But you should still be careful to sell it with the chometz, to make sure that there's no Isabal Yira on it. And creams in general, there's very, very little chashash, very little reason to be concerned about creams or cosmetics altogether. Certainly, b'machem chayla, b'machem tzah, there's no concern really at all about any creams at all. For pure cosmetic purposes, there's Rav Moshe, who's concerned about things that could be reconstituted, so perfumes, which contain chametz, the haskama is to try to avoid those perfumes, if one can avoid those perfumes. And for actual creams that are listed as containing chametz in them, one should avoid them if it's not for refuah, if it's only for time. Mitzvah Hashem, by time Yantzav comes, Moshe will be here, there won't be any cholim, all we'll need is the cosmetics and perfumes, and so this will all be halacha shalom.